remember, and should have you falling harder than a Sunday in September. Whether in Savannah, cause Kansas or in Atlanta, should walk in any room, have you raising up your antenna. She can fly you straight to the moon or to the ghetto, wearing teeny shoes or in flats or in stilettos. Illuminating all that she touches, I'm the sparrow. A modern day zone of her off, for me a pharaoh. Classy, sassy, put you in a razzle dazzle. Her magnetic energy will have you coming home like Cassie, singing ooh, shock it, break it, baby. Electro, Savista, funky, lady. We the kind of girls who ain't afraid to get down. Electric lady, don't scream out loud.
Morning. It is 11:15 a.m. Central Time. I am Brenda, and this is Brenda's World. And the Midwest continues in the heat warning, heat advisory, and the pavement is very, very hot. Please take care of your pet's feet. Miss Mimi, I just carry her, and I don't have to worry about her getting blisters on her pads of her feet. Sometimes she just lays down. I think she gets hot. She can't communicate, so she just lays down. But I never usually let her get to that point because I carry her. That was Miss Janelle Monae, Kansas City, Kansas, own hometown girl, bringing you music to listen to. And she has a new movie out this summer, Ugly Dolls, an animated musical. So I'm trying to find some music here today, too, because I made my yoga ball, put more air in it. I didn't make it, but I helped it. So I don't know what I want to listen to. Let's see. There's so many different things. Let's see what this is. Belly dancing music. Let's try that today. Because I need to exercise. This is belly dancing music. Indian lounge. Oriental songs for belly dance. So here we go. That's what we're going to do today. Dance. So. Put your shoes on. Take your shoes off. Let's do what you do. I put my tennis shoes on because I had to go outside with Miss Mimi and take her for a walk. So here we go. New vibes. grab me some eucalyptus incense and get the day started. As I told you yesterday, if you have pure eucalyptus leaves wrapped properly to burn, it helps clear your mind and give for anxiety. So we're going to do that today. Leaves wrap eucalyptus. I'm going to get this. So remember, you have a space, and you may have more than one space, and you're entitled to cleanse your space, keep your space the way you want it, and that's why it's your space. So, first I'm going to finish my oatmeal, so we might just have a... These are relatively, well, they're 5 minutes long. The fourth one is 8 minutes long. So we're just going to roll with it. Thank you. Banana oatmeal is very tasty, I might add. So whatever this motivates you to do, like I said, I inflated my yoga ball yesterday, so I don't have to, until my back and my abs get stronger, I don't have to get on the floor. You can do anything you can do on the floor, you can do on the yoga ball, or more. It makes you flexible. In the meantime, I'm going to let my banana oatmeal settle. It is Friday, July 19th. And it's going to be another scorcher in the Midwest today. Please check your vehicles. If you have any living object or human or anything in your vehicle and you leave it in there, it's going to die today. Don't do that. Check your vehicles for your children. Just look, no matter if it's in there or not, no matter if your child is in there or not, you just need to make a habit of it every day. Every day. There's no excuse any day, whether we're under a heat advisory or our winter storm advisory, or it's just a perfect normal day. We just, whatever that could be, check your vehicle. Don't leave your child in there. People do carjackings and drive off with kids. Yeah.
drink water, maybe?
Thank you.
then I that the United States intensity, there has been heat-related death. NFL football player, 35 years old, alignment. The internet seems to be really low today. Let me get the other device. I don't suggest wearing a helmet, a hat, a wig, or rag, or anything on top of your head today unless you're planning on staying indoors in the AC. As we know, in the wintertime we wear hats to hold the heat in. In the summertime when it's 105 degrees, a hat or any sort of apparatus on the top of your head functions the same way. It only allows heat to stay inside of your body and not leave. So you're making a poor choice. ESPN has I don't know where it went. Goodness, so we're just going to let that go. Somebody has died of a heat stroke, a football player. I can't find the article again, so I do apologize for that. So any sort of difference in the way your body is acting is a reality. If you're not feeling well, respect that and rest. The air quality is very poor. And the heat index is 94, and it did not actually get much below that all night. So it did not go down and go back up. It steadily stayed that hot all night long. So nothing is cooling off. But if you Google heat stroke death in the football league, you will see that actually somebody has died, and they were 35 years old. They weren't an elder. Heat stroke is not picky. It's very damn. And once you have heat stroke, if you have survived it, you get it far, far more easily each season if you don't take care of yourself. So all of you that work outdoors in this heat, much respect. I remember when I worked outdoors, we spent a whole lot of time looking for a big tree with a bunch of branches to park under. And if you look around your city today, if you do go out, you will see exactly that. Many people that work outdoors, especially if their vehicle has no AC, they will be under a tree. And there's a reason for that. Shade! Children can have heat stroke. Anybody can have heat stroke. Please don't take your elders out in this environment, in this heat. Especially if they don't like to drink water. So, we're going to continue on this. I have started adding my phone, my call-in number to my my advertisement so that you can call in and ask me a question or ask me to pull a card for you. I have it. I did purchase a deck of cards from Shelley Wilson, and they're very earthy cards. Nothing they're just earthly, and I like them very much. They're her Shelley Wilson design. So I'm going to add some time to this since it's too hot to go outside today. So just relax and listen to the. I might have to find some, when I get them doing what I'm doing, I might have to get some jazz, more upbeat, so I can do something. My back hurts today. Once again, I do not own the rights to this music. I do pay for the right to use this music. I'm not a pirate. Marla Sloop, is it a birthday party yet? Her little grandson is about to be born. What a joyful thing.
Next time.
well. And I would like to remind you once again that we are in Mercury retrograde, and approximately till August the 2nd, that the full moon effects are still upon us. The planets were just perfectly aligned, and we've had all this horrific events on the planet Earth. I read something today about somebody receiving signals from the universe. So, we are not alone. We just choose to believe that we're the only existing being, but I doubt if that is the truth. It's the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon. World history made by the United States. The 38th anniversary of the Hyatt Skywalk collapse tragedy was yesterday, which affected my family members, three of which died instantly, and three of which had to live with the memory and the pain of the injuries that were inflicted upon them at that time. So, and they are all passed on to the other side of this time. May they rest in peace. The heat affects your muscles, your mind, your every part of your being. Every part of your being, the heat affects. So if you think it's not that hot, you just ought to think again. We had a great evening last night with Apostle Jeremiah Cummings and Dr. Gloria Maria Cummings from their Kankakee, Illinois home, from his laboratory, as he would say, his office. And it's great to see him, the Apostle Cummings, be so excited and lit up by the Holy Spirit to pass on the teaching that he does so well. And to all my listeners out there all around the world that have a tendency to try to figure everything out, let it alone. Let it alone and relax. For the true meaning will come out by itself. You cannot, well, as I've told you before, if I'm in somebody's presence, I sometimes can hear their thoughts. I'm clairvoyant. And that's a lot of the reason that I'm a very strong empath. That's a lot of the reason that I spend so much time with Miss Mimi, because she only gives me good vibes. So just relax. We are all created individually, uniquely by the Most High. And it's not for other human beings to try to change who we are. Thank you. the body of the 13-year-old boy that was washed away at Clinton Lake yesterday, and the ones have been recovered. They had to stop searching last night due to the darkness and the safety for the first responders. What a sad situation. We must respect the water. Water is the softest thing and the strongest thing on the planet Earth. May he so rest in peace. How sad. Summer, there's been a lot of bike wrecks, a lot of people. The last that I remember, last weekend, I do believe, a married couple on their Harley hit a deer and threw them into the guardrail and took their lives. So you just be careful. They both had helmets on. But I'm a firm believer, when it's your time, you're going to go. Thank you. And let me say this to people, youngsters all around the world listening, that if you find an occupation, or if you use your gifts, God-given gifts, you won't even realize that you're working. So find something that you love and do it. Just do it every day. And if you're fortunate enough to get paid for it, be grateful. Miss Mimi is not in the window seat. She appears to be under something in here. Drink water, drink something, and not alcohol. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Ernestine Ramirez in Texas that is irritated today. Let me say about her that she is affected. She's very much of an empath, and she's truly affected by the universe. And somebody better put the toilet paper on the roll and put it on the thing. Or else, my. Don't make her mad. Tina and I go way back to the beginning of my career on AOL. That's where I started. And made many wonderful friends that I still am in contact with. Some of them, a lot of them have passed to the other side. So that to all you empaths out there that can feel energy through electronics, more power to you. Drink water. All of you out there that don't have a clue, you can get a clue. All you have to do is choose to have a clue. And to those of you that tend to ask people ridiculous questions, why do you bother? Most of the time you don't even get answered. Guess you can't help yourself. Silence is golden. So I haven't done much dancing today. I'm stretching my muscles. Oh, the heat is set in. You must respect what your body says to your mind, but mind over matter. But you must respect heat along with great bodies of water. Women, camel colored. Women, camel colored Air Force One. Women, camel colored Air Force One. Thank you. for you down there. Mimi, what are you doing? Air Force One. When Air Force One. Thank you.
painting and relaxing on the hot pot. Jamie, what are you doing? Have you got any?
So the earth is shifting. There are plates in the earth and they are all moving. There was a powerful earthquake in Athens. The scientists have finally admitted that every time the earth shifts, the gravity changes. So if you are feeling strange sensations to your muscles, to your body, it's real. And this was all predicted in the Bible. And the earthquakes are not just They're all around. They're not just in one location. They are all around the world. Indonesia has had many. Athens has had several in the last couple of days. California has had many. Then it moved up to the state of Washington. But it's all around the world that I watched a video yesterday where people were on the busy, busy freeway, and the middle part next to the fast lane just opened up a sinkhole right in the middle of the highway while people were going 70, 80 miles an hour. And at one time, somebody said to me that I'm trying to be kind, that observing the pattern of the world causes panic. No, we have, and I don't believe that. It probably does, but we have to face reality. We can't just sit and act like none of this is occurring and not try to help ourselves. So if you're one of those people that chooses to live in denial, that's your choice. But I personally choose to know what's going on so that when a sinkhole opens up that I at least expect it. Some people don't even know what's going on this planet, and that to me is, never mind. So we have a few minutes left. And I just happened to be checked. A minute and a half. We have 90 seconds left. So to everyone all around the world, God bless you all. Many blessings to you on this day. I don't report anything that I report to cause you grief, anguish, or pain. I'm an empath, and that's just the way it is. And we just have to face reality that we need to get prepared for what is coming. God bless you all. I'm going to hush my mouth now. And, oh yes, on Saturday night at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, the Isles of St. Clair will return. And, oh my goodness, the things that are going on there. This and that. Goodness, you must tune in.
Let me sign off the radio. Oh.